Section 3. Listening section. Jack sat for a while, surprisingly. Poor mother, he thought. How she must have suffered. Well, I will do my best to punish the wicked giant. Then he went on a trip, wandering farther and farther. In the evening, he came in sight of a fine, spacious mansion. He found a woman who stood at the door and asked her a night's lodging. The woman looked ugly and skinny, but did not seem ill-natured. She was greatly surprised to see him, and several times motioned him to go away as if she would like to refuse him, but Jack determined to go through with his adventure. At last she glanced sorrowfully at him and said,
"Alas, my poor boy, I dare not take you in. My husband is a mighty and cruel giant. He goes hunting every day and brings home men to eat for dinner. He feeds entirely on human flesh. When he cannot get a man, he is out of temper. He has gone out today to catch a fat citizen, and if he has been unsuccessful, he will make you do instead."
Jack was greatly terrified to hear that. But he was very hungry and very tired, and besides, the fairy had told him he must be brave and bold. So he begged the good woman to take him in, just for this one night, and to hide him somewhere. The woman consented, because she was a good-natured sort of person for an ogre's wife.